This is the Curious Human Podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and I am so grateful to have you here joining me for the Soul Expansive Experience. My intention for each episode is to weave together storytelling, insight, and in-depth conversations that provide you with tools to support your evolution, embody your wellness practices, and understand yourself more deeply. Here you'll hear from me alongside thought leaders and impactful voices, and we're talking about all the things that pique your curiosity and will inspire you to step into an aligned and expansive expression of your life. Topics like health, spirituality, psychology, the Enneagram, wellness, and creativity. I believe that you were put on this earth just as you are, with your own unique gifts, story, lessons, and infinitely curious spirit by design. So together, let's nurture our curiosity, unearth our potential for evolution and growth, and support each other as we do our best navigating this wild ride we call life. Hello, hello, and welcome here. I am so excited to share this time and space with you. Today, I'm going to be talking a lot about time. It is our most precious and valuable resource, and we each have a unique relationship with time. Of course, the Enneagram can offer insight into that, but that's not what today's episode is about. Today's episode is about how can we use time to help us step into the life we want to live, and how we can use our time to actually work towards building and creating the life that we want and to embody the person we want to be. Specifically, I want to talk about actually how little time it takes to actually start to make those changes in your life. Because so often, myself included, we'll get caught in this cycle of, I don't have enough time, I don't have any time, and then we end up wasting away 5 minutes of time here, 10 minutes here, 30 minutes here. When we empower ourselves to use our time more efficiently, tailored for our type, we are able to use that resource to propel us forward. And all of us know this. You know that 5 minutes a day of deep breaths, you feel better. You know that if you meditate before bed instead of watch TV before bed, you have better sleeps. But despite knowing this, so many of us end up not doing the things that we know will make us feel better. I'll give myself as an example. So I've been a teacher and student of yoga and meditation and personal growth for the better part of a decade. I have all the knowledge about how transformative and impactful these ancient practices can be and how simple they can be as well. And I was still going through times where I was feeling incredibly hard to commit to my practices fully. And what I mean by committing fully is really on a daily basis, because we know that consistency is more important than how big. So quality of practice, so over time, is more important than the quantity, than how many minutes you do within that day. For me and my type, when I am not in my practice, when I am not committed, I know that that looks like being explosive and scattered, taking quick action on half-baked ideas that never work out or get me any closer to where I want to be. And I'm spinning on spirals of fear and uncertainty and unable to land. And that's very much from my experience as a seven. And when that happens and I'm out of my practice, it means I'm not fully present with my daughter, not fully connected with my partner, and not gaining traction in my business or taking active steps towards my big dreams. You know, all the energy that I'm outputting isn't really getting me to where I want to go. It's kind of keeping me in this loop. Let me tell you a story. Back in the naivete of January 2020, I had a goal to complete 100 days of meditation sometime in that year. And of course, I tried in January to begin, but I wasn't really able to keep up that consistency. So I would predictably fall out of consistency after a few days. And then when the pandemic hit in March, I gave up and I focused on getting by. And in that time, like so many people, I was forced to come face to face with myself. My experience was, through the shutdowns, losing my business and my identity that was tied a lot to that business, and also having all these social injustices that I had been turning a blind eye to and participating in systems that perpetuated them were illuminated. And this was a coming face to face with myself, a seeing myself that was uncomfortable, but fully necessary. Really, what it made clear for me was that I wasn't living in alignment with who I wanted to be and the life I wanted to be living. And I have been alive long enough to know now that you get out what you put into it. And coming face to face with myself had me quickly realize that I wasn't getting out what I wanted because I wasn't putting into it what was necessary to get that outcome. I had been consumed with acquiring things outside of myself and thinking that the answer was out there, outside of me. And through all this time spent with myself, I was ready to accept that the answer was within. It never was outside of me. It was always within me. And that's the thing. And I jumped into practices that I knew were going to change my life. And I was ready to commit fully. And that's the beautiful thing, is that these practices are able to do the incredibly challenging task, especially within our society and our collective vision of success, to shift your focus from outside of yourself to inside of yourself. So instead of looking for your purpose from outside of you, look for it inside of you. And breathwork and meditation have this capacity that you can go inward. But first, this shift to understanding and recognizing that they lie within. And then it makes the work of showing up to build that relationship, to build that pathway inward so that you can connect and you can know. It makes it easier because you understand the why. Just like when we work with the Enneagram, the why is really powerful, and understanding the why can really create radical shifts and changes. For me, when I was thinking about how I want to be, I discovered it was really I wanted to be calm, content, and connected to my purpose. Those are all inherently internal things. And of course, I know that nothing outside of me can give me that. And I was finally ready to do something about it. And this was about September 2020, in the fall, this incredible season for starting anew and creating new rituals that will stick, right before my birthday, as it so happens. I figured out that there was only 100 days left in the year. So it was my final opportunity to complete that self-challenge of 100 days of meditation in 2020. So I use this as the invitation from the universe to come into my practice and start showing up every day. This is where I discovered breathwork as a daily practice. My teacher had integrated it into her offerings, and I stumbled upon new teachers that really inspired me to integrate breathwork into my everyday as part of that challenge. I had done my yoga teacher training, but more of a longer type ceremony that lasted over an hour, which was really like cleansing and powerful, of course, but didn't feel sustainable in my everyday. This was the first time that I discovered how potent the smaller, simpler practices were and how they worked really well, again, to shift from that external to the internal, to ground into the present moment, into my body, into my breath. Specifically when my mind would go on loops that I know are not self-serving. Everything changed. Honestly, after about 7 days, I could feel what a difference integrating the breath practice had, not only on my meditation and how well I could focus and concentrate and visualize, but how at calm and at peace I felt within my life. And I remember thinking to myself, well, I guess it must be the breathwork because I haven't changed anything else. And then I started testing it with my friends and my partner and asked them and challenged them to integrate this practice into their everyday. And same. I could start to see people coming back into the moment, coming back into themselves. And it seemed so simple. It seemed too simple, but I could feel it. So there was no denying it. You know, as a head type, I can get consumed with information. So then I dove in. Okay, I took a meditation and breathwork certification and dove into the science of breathwork and how these somatic practices of breathwork specifically, and I'm going to talk about shaking as well, have the power to really change how you process your life by clearing and cleansing neurologically, physiologically, your nervous system of the stagnant and the stuck, so that you have the space required to create new habits. Because what ends up happening is that when you repeat a pattern of behavior, and each Enneagram type, again, will have patterns of behavior that they repeat. And actually, the last episode goes into that. So if you're curious, I would recommend listening to that. But once you repeat patterns of behavior over and over and over again, what happens is you hardwire those pathways in your brain. You train your physical body in those movements, in those ways of approaching your life, your work, the people, and then those become hardwired and they become really hard to break. So the somatic pieces of clearing the energetic pathways are necessary to break those hardwire connections so that you have the space to actually integrate new behaviors that are going to better serve yourself. Learning about the science behind it all really helped me to continue to show up when, you know, life inevitably presented challenges that would make it hard to show up, but also to understand where I could really be of service to others. Of course, with a decade in yoga and meditation and movement and of studying the Enneagram, which is rooted in three intelligence centers, the head, the heart, and the gut, it really all started to make sense to me of how I could really help serve people who were ready to show up as their best selves and to utilize their limited energy and their limited time to build the life of their desires. Somatic practices, the movement and breath work, are backed by science to increase overall well-being. So after as little as 10 days of 5 minutes of breath work every day, participants were shown to have lower levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, and report higher levels of being in connection to the present moment. And this is wild, because if you think about it, 5 minutes a day over 10 days is only 50 minutes. But if you do one 50-minute breathwork practice, you're not gonna have that same result. It's all about integrating these consistent habits so your body gets that training. Oh, this is how I come back to the present moment. Oh, this is how I shift my focus from the external to the internal. And just like anything, it's a practice. You know, it takes time, it takes building. So these simple practices can really create radical results that you can feel quick. And that's what I really love and I tell my clients is to stick with for 10 days because you will feel a difference and the science backs that up. So what 10 minutes a day can look like to radically transform and create change in your life is 5 minutes of breath work. So like I talked about, the 5 minutes of box breath, Samavriti, if you'd like a guided box breath practice or to learn more about it, download my Curious Humans Guide to Embodiment. I'll include the link in the show notes. 3 minutes spent shaking it off through dance. So putting on your favorite song and then just bouncing around, shaking it off, shaking your hands, shaking your legs, and really moving through. And I like to use one song because it's about 3 to 5 minutes, which will be long enough that it is challenging. You know, you'll notice after 10 seconds, oh, it's like challenging to move my body. But what we want again is that like conscious shaking out of that which is stuck, that which is stagnant, that which is preventing the flow of energy between your whole self, allowing you to embody your fullest potential. So 5 minutes of Samavriti breathwork, 3 minutes, so one song, shaking it off, and then 2 minutes of journaling. And this can look like, you know, writing in your journal, or it can look like you don't have that time to write notes in your phone when you're, let's say you're waiting for a Zoom meeting and you're a few minutes early, and instead of going and scrolling on Instagram, pull up your notes and write down how you're feeling. I mean, ideally to give your heart the time and space to express, it's beautiful if you can journal right after breathwork and meditation. But just again, how can I daily give my heart time and space to express itself and to process? And that's the beautiful thing about journaling is, again, it's activating and working through our emotional selves. Oftentimes our emotions, when they get stuck, it's when we don't give them time and space to process. And the simple act of journaling, of writing it out, can be that metabolizing of the emotion so that it doesn't become something that gets stuck that we then have to clear with those somatic practices. So that's it, 10 minutes. And every single one of us has 10 minutes. For me, I know that this 10 minutes has to happen at the same time every day. So I do it very first thing in the morning once my daughter goes to daycare. If I cannot do that, if circumstances won't allow that, I will wake up 10 minutes early before my daughter wakes up. I know that it needs to be a part of my morning. I do have clients who speak to being evening ritual people, and that's wonderful too. All that matters is that it's consistent. And again, I love this idea or this knowing and remembering that it doesn't really take long. It just takes every day. So every day, can you put into your life what you want to get out of it? And if it happens to be calm, clarity, connection with purpose, I invite you to come to my free webinar where we talk about exactly this, how 10 minutes a day can change your life, how you're mismanaging your energy and how it's keeping you stuck, and ways to transcend how you've been to commit to that daily practice and make those small shifts that transform into big ones. I have two of these free webinars happening this week. So Tuesday, September 28th at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and Sunday, October 3rd at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time as well. I would love, love, love to see you there. I will also put the link in the show notes for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope this has inspired you to, even after this episode, do you have 5 minutes to sit and be with your breath, put your hand on your heart, and just give yourself some time and space for you? You are absolutely worthy of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will see you again soon. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, take a minute to give us a 5-star review and help us connect with more curious humans. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.